sponsored by Local Motive Marketing.
Tune in every Saturday, 3 to 4 p.m., right here on Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
The Del Walmsley Show, weekdays at 2 p.m.
There's some things to learn from the discussion, which is to constantly be trying to improve or grow what it is you do in your portfolio and not just continue to replicate what it is you figured out how to do. I decided that what I needed to do was just continue trying to buy more and more partnerships.
The Del Walmsley Show, weekdays at 2 p.m. Everything you need to know about finance and real estate. For more information, MyPassiveIncomeSystem.com. MyPassiveIncomeSystem.com.
The information and opinions you hear on this radio show are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of KFNX, its affiliates, management, or advertisers.
Do you believe that America has become too politically correct? Von Wiehunt speaks truth to power. Do you see the coming of our political and economic demise? Von Wiehunt speaks bluntly about the need to correct America's course quickly. And now, broadcasting from the Eagle's Nest, a man who makes no excuses for putting America first. Here's your host, Von Wiehunt the Barbarian.
Tong America. This radio show is the armed wing of the right side of politics in America. For we know that we are a world at war. Welcome to our Bavarian Beer Hall every Thursday night. Because on my show, you are the elite media tonight. We will set the narrative and the agenda. This is the show where you can speak your mind freely. It is not censored or filtered in any way, unlike the mainstream Bolshevik media, where no topic is ever off the table or negotiated away. Now, this past week, we saw the media fallout of the Catholic high school field trip to our nation's capital in Washington, D.C. Now, the militant left again was out of control. And now they seek war with you and your family. Before the altercation with the Indian, the black Hebrew Israelites yelled and screamed at the children on the high school trip in Washington, D.C., which you need to hear.
You are the Hebrew Israelites. Hebrew's our language. Israelite is our nationality.
But we got the Trump supporters.
A ton, a damn faggot.
That's right.
Incest babies.
That's right.
A bunch of babies made out of incest.
What the hell is you see a crackers with Make America Great Hat on? Yeah, you's a cracker. You's a cracker. All of you crackers.
What we coming out here to do, like we do every week, is to wake up our people, or at least try to. Whether y'all want to hear it or y'all don't, we coming out here to give y'all the good news. A lot of y'all getting ready for Halloween. This is a license for our women to dress up like the whores that they truly want to be like.
Bring it out. The way we have been destroyed mentally.
You heard a lot of that before the altercation again in Washington, D.C. Many factors in America right now could lead to crippling chaos, anarchy, and war. So you need to stockpile food, water, ammunition, and beef up your home and stronghold. It's actually very arrogant of us to think that it can't happen here, or that we are somehow magically exempt and immune from everything that has happened to every single generation that came before us and that has occurred throughout history. It's time, my friends, to man the hell up. With the government shut down, you need to get this update.
We are in the most serious and dire situation as a nation because of the coup against our nation and against President Trump. People have asked, why is Nancy Pelosi saying no to the wall? It's immoral, and she will not allow the Congress to take a vote at all. I know this is difficult for most people to wrap their minds around, but a real coup is actually taking place in this country right now. Do you know what the definition of a coup is? Let me give it to you. A coup is a sudden, illegal, often violent taking of government power. I know there are many people that hear me say this, and they won't believe it for 1 minute. Unfortunately, it's not a conspiracy theory. It's real. Ever since Donald Trump was elected in November of 2016, the deep state plan has been to remove him on their terms. The only reason they haven't murdered him the way they did John F. Kennedy is because a lot of alternative media have been educating millions of people in America about what's really going on. The globalists had a wrench thrown in their spinning wheels when Hillary Clinton did not win the election. That completely slowed the wheels of the New World Order. These globalists will stop at nothing to destroy America. And if you think I'm exaggerating or just speaking hyperbole, you're greatly mistaken. America has been awakened. We have awakened to the reality that there really is a group of elites who control this world. It's not pretend. It's not a fake story or a false paradigm. All you have to do is look at what's going on in the UK. The people there voted to leave the EU. And 2 years later, they're having a debate about it in the parliament. The people have no voice. The elites and the globalists are making the decisions for all of us. President Trump has done everything he can do to help the small and middle Americans in this country. I get emails from people who say that they think Trump is just part of these Luciferians. He's a globalist in disguise. To all these people who say things like that, I simply reply, look at what he's doing for America instead of listening to the lies coming out from mainstream media.
That's right. Now, the dramatic warlord will now speak to the nation. It's a very dark and stormy night across the country. The lights are turned out in the studio tonight as I talk to you in the dark, knowing full well that lightning strikes without warning, and it will light our path. I invoke the gods Odin and Thor tonight to be with us and to give our legions ancient protection. For even though you don't think that the militant left in America is not at war with you, even though you don't want to acknowledge it, trust me when I tell you, they are at war with you. Even though we seek peace, love, and security in our lives, the militant leftists in America seek your total, utter destruction. How plain can I make it, mein Kameraden? So don't just sit there and listen tonight. I want you to prepare, to get ready, to keep your head on a swivel as the hyenas encircle you, your neighborhood, your state, and your home. Be on guard. And that is an order for the general and the radio high command. The new illegal immigrants are not bringing much to American culture. We view the veneer of society now as much more fragile than what other people realize. We see a dire threat to freedom and liberty for all Americans. Today, 100 illegals were captured at the Yuma, Arizona border. The border is under siege. Make no mistake about it. Our nation is at risk. And tonight, we will start the legendary Von Wiegand Show in all its glory. We'll be right back.
Yvonne Wehunt Show. Conversation and analysis of breaking news, geopolitical events, politics, history, and some fun, too. Von Wehunt is an astute observer of the human condition. Von Wehunt will cut through the political correctness and speak bluntly about the social, political, and economic demise taking place in America and around the world. Von Wehunt is a nationalist who, without shame, puts America first. Von Wehunt, the Barbarian.
Thursdays at 9 p.m.
We all make promises, big and small.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
I do solemnly swear
to help you when you're in need.
To be considerate and caring. To be your loving, faithful friend.
Partner.
Child.
Parent.
Neighbor.
One of our most important commitments is to support our nation's veterans. Learn how you can help a veteran going through a difficult time by visiting maketheconnection.net.
Hi, this is Fly Mackey with the Fly Mackey Show. Have you ever wondered why your portfolio never moves? Only goes up a little bit at a time. Maybe 1% if you're lucky. Maybe 4% if you have a good broker. Join the Bitcoin revolution at 480-466-1096. There's been more millionaires and more billionaires made in cryptocurrency in 2017 than in the history of our country. You want to join the Bitcoin revolution today. That's 480-466-1096. 480-466-1096.
Are you interested in the arts, in travel, in hearing a variety of social perspectives? Don't miss the Greg Lawson Skylight Show every Sunday from 1 to 2 p.m. right here on Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
Are you searching for a full-spectrum botanical formula made from premier quality garlic extract? You've found it in Quantum Nutrition Labs' Quantum Garlic Complex, and it's on special. It features bear garlic and boasts high concentrated amounts of the unique nutrient allicin to deliver you exquisitely thorough immune and cardiovascular support. For a limited time, buy two bottles of Quantum Garlic Complex and get the third one free. Call 800-370-3447. That's 800-370-3447. Or visit online at qnlabs.com.
Do you want the best odds of staying happy and healthy for life? Researchers from Harvard Medical School tracked more than 800 people for nearly a century to find out what the happiest had in common. Sunday nights at 9 on Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
And now, we return to the Von Wehunt Show, featuring Von Wehunt, the Barbarian.
The proud sponsor of our show is the Arizona Gold Exchange. Get down there, 2535 East Bell Road, just east of Cave Creek, or go to ArizonaGoldExchange.com. Give them a call this week, 602-493-7777. They're buying scrap gold at top dollar. Say you're a Von Wehunt listener and get 10% off a new gun. Stockpile, you must. This is not your typical radio show. It is not hosted by a weak-kneed rhino Republican or a radical or militant left-wing wacko. No! This is the show where your adrenaline rushes through your veins and where nationalism is the new patriotism in America. Because we know both parties now, the Republicrats, the Democrats, have utterly failed you, America. This is episode 151 of the infamous Von Wehunt Show, a cult classic. They start date of 1/24, 2019, as we march onwards throughout America. This is your favorite show, and this is the Covington Catholic High School shutdown show special tonight. Tonight we have a very special guest that she should be calling in soon. It's Megan Barth, co-chair of Red Wave America. She's a analyst of politics, co-chair of Red Wave America PAC, and founder of ReaganBabe.com. Trump demands the wall. The Democrat Marxists dig in. The shutdown bites the furloughed federal workers. Cracks are seen in the Democrat cabal headed by Pelosi. So, Megan, we'll be calling the show tonight. We're looking very forward to that. Folks, we are at a crossroads in our country. And really quick, let's get Nathan on from the streets of Phoenix. Nathan, are you there? Let's patch him through. We'll try to get him on here in a minute. Folks, the devil whispered to America that you are not strong enough for the pending storm. And I whispered back to him, but me and my listeners, we are the storm. How about those apples? Nathan, are you there on our pirate radio show? How are you doing?
Yes, I am. Oh, I'm on the street at Walmart. Let's just hit a few more close to home.
Can you speak up a little bit? We're on live pirate radio.
Yeah. I am out on the street at Walmart. I got homeless, made by a bunch of closet leftists and my parents, who served me with an order of protection.
Wow.
Making me a prohibited possessor and homeless at the same time. I missed the courthouse today to have a hearing. I'm waiting overnight tomorrow. With no roof over my head, folks. This is leftism gets closer to home than you think. For me, it's personal now.
Yes.
I've been at this for over 9 days. I am broke. I have less than $50 to my name.
So what are your plans tonight?
To wait it out tomorrow morning to show my experiences over social media. And also to make people aware in the gun community. You don't think this can happen to you? Guess what? By the way, they played the crazy card on me. They threw me in the psych ward for almost a week.
God.
When they tried to have me removed from the house. Oh, and by the way, folks, I'm an Arizona concealed weapons permit holder. And also in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. And I have no criminal record. I have no history of domestic violence. I am not on any psychotropic drugs. I am not a druggie. I am not a tweaker. And I am not a drunk. But.
But you are a great talk radio listener. We appreciate you for that.
Yes, I am.
Yes.
And there's no abundance of homeless shelters around here. Oh, and due to illegal immigration, folks, there's plenty of meth on the streets in Mesa, Arizona, as well as black tar heroin and other new date rape drugs.
Be careful out there, folks. Be careful out there. Nathan, really quick, how can they do you have a GoFundMe page set up or anything?
No, I don't.
Okay, when you do, call us back, and we will announce it on the air for you, okay?
All right, thank you, Von Lee Hunt, sir.
Thank you, Nathan. Godspeed out there. Be careful. Watch your back, and our prayers go with you, sir. Thank you very much. That was Nathan, the gunner. Let's get Megan Barth on, co-chair of Red Wave America. Megan, are you there tonight?
I am, and I'm also the founder of ReaganBabe.com, and that's where everyone can find my radio hits as well as my writings and my opinions. So thank you. I'm good. Good to be on with you.
Yes, yes, and I did announce the ReaganBabe.com earlier as you are our VIP guest tonight. And what are your thoughts about the current situation in America, Red Wave America, and the politics of this Catholic high school that went to D.C.? Where should we begin?
I think that's a loaded question, isn't it?
So let's
I guess, just break it down by understanding who the left is. The left does not value laws in this country. If they valued our laws and not protected the lawless, we would have a protected border. When you don't recognize the laws of this country, you have no value placed on civility, nor do you have placed on life itself. What we've witnessed now over the past week is a barrage of fake news, which started with a BuzzFeed article, again, trying to sabotage and undermine this administration, followed by an attack on innocent children, whereby a video was put out with absolutely no sound. It was about 30 seconds, I believe, at the start. It turned into 4 minutes. It ended up being an hour and a half, but the rush to judgment by presuming white Christian men guilty, which really is the default position of the left. If you are male, you are guilty. If you are a Christian, you are guilty. If you are a Trump supporter, you are guilty. And the list goes on and on. So they targeted not only white men, but they targeted white children who were doing nothing more than standing and waiting for their bus after they had finished the March for Life. And how dare they wear red MAGA hats?
Right. How dare they? Exactly.
How dare they? How dare they?
Fashion
how
faux
dare
pas.
They express? Oh, absolutely, according to the fascists. And so what we have witnessed now is not only fake news, but a malignment, a libel, and a complete, what I would call, lynching, a public lynching led by the mainstream media. The mainstream media is not going to wait around and gather the facts. They aren't going to make sure that they have corroboration in what they publish. They are simply agents of the Democrat Party, nothing more than political propagandists, who now are attacking children, innocent children. We're talking about 14, 15, 16-year-old kids. And what they created was this narrative, of course, simply based on the fact, like I said, they were white Christian men or boys, and they were wearing red MAGA hats. That was guilt. They were born into guilt because they were white. They were raised into guilt because they were Christians. And they were assumed guilty because they were Trump supporters. That is the belief of the left. And if anyone who is a Democrat is listening, you are targeting innocent children by supporting a party and a press who has no interest in the truth and has every interest in destroying the culture in this country, men in this country, and religion in this country. Welcome to the modern left, folks.
Buckle totally up. Agree.
The ride's about to get bumpy.
Yes, Megan, hang on. We will talk more on the next segment here. Please hang on. We have Megan Barth, folks, from ReaganBabe.com and Red Wave America. Don't you go anywhere. This is the best station in all of Phoenix. KFNX, 1100 AM, The Von Wien Show. At your service, America.
Arizona's only independent voice. Independent Talk 1100 KFNX. The true voice of Arizona. Independent Talk 1100 KFNX.
Two competing measures to end the government shutdown failed in the Senate Thursday, while President Trump demanded a down payment for his border wall. This is some 800,000 federal workers prepare to miss another paycheck Friday. Here's GOP Senator Susan Collins.
There's plenty of blame to go around on this shutdown, but I'm not sure that the president fully understands what it's like to live paycheck to paycheck, as a lot of people in my state and elsewhere do.
Embattled Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro says he's closing the Venezuelan embassy in the U.S. Correspondent Michelle Kaczynski.
The Venezuelan military today announcing it still backs Maduro. But the U.S. backs opposition leader Juan Guaido, the self-declared interim president, who swore himself in on Wednesday after weeks of turmoil following what many have called a corrupt election in which Maduro claimed victory.
At the closing bell, the Dow was down 22 points. The S&P added 4. I'm Elliot Francis.
From the KFNX Winnipeg Weather Center for tonight, going to be clear with a low 43. That was sunny Friday, our high 71. Heading into the weekend, Friday night, going to be clear with a low 44. Of sunshine on Saturday with a high 73. Skies will be clear Saturday night with a low 45. Sunday looks sunny with a high 71. I'm Rod Tanner from the KFNX Winnipeg Weather Center.
Currently in downtown Phoenix, it's 58 degrees.
Next news in 30 minutes or when it breaks. Here on Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
The Von Wehunt Show. Conversation and analysis of breaking news, geopolitical events, politics, history, and some fun, too. Von Wehunt is an astute observer of the human condition. Von Wehunt will cut through the political correctness and speak bluntly about the social, political, and economic demise taking place in America and around the world. Von Wehunt is a nationalist who, without shame, puts America first. Von Wehunt, the Barbarian.
Thursdays at 9 p.m.
Interest rates are still low. Refinance today and pay off credit card debt, car and home improvement loans, or even cash out. Credit scores down to 500 accepted with no lender fees. Call Mark Field, Arizona Mortgage Loan Originator of the Year at 602-241-2500. That's 602-241-2500. NMLS 965030. Barrett Financial Group. NMLS 181106. AZMB 0904774. Equal housing lender.
Eisenhower said, plans are nothing. Planning is everything.
The Paladino Financial Group believes the same holds true for investing in your retirement account. It is not those who invest smart during peaks in the market, but those who plan smart for the long term that gain the most from their retirement savings. Creating a sound plan today is the first step to making sure you have the money you need during the income distribution phase of your retirement plan. To request a consultation, visit www.paladinofinancialgroup.com and take the first step towards planning smart for your retirement.
This is Wrench Nation.
My RPMs are like going up and down, and my car's like going back and forth. What is that?
This is the Macarena.
Car talk, car culture.
Saturdays at 8 a.m. here on Independent Talk 1100 KFNX.
And now we return to the Von Wehunt Show, featuring Von Wehunt, the Barbarian.
Here tonight, we have a government shutdown because the Congress and Pelosi has not passed a comprehensive budget in several years. Our proud sponsor is the Arizona Gold Exchange. Are you worrying about your security and money in this perilous world and economy? Then get down to the Arizona Gold Exchange and buy the guns to protect your home and diversify into gold and silver to protect your home and financial portfolio, as there is nothing quite like holding real gold and silver in your hands. Let's get our VIP guest back on, Megan Barth. She's the co-chair of Red Wave America, and she's also at ReaganBabe.com. Megan, are you there?
I am, thank you.
As you were saying in the last segment about the young men and boys of Covington High School, please continue.
Well, and what the media did was just jump and presume guilt before they presumed innocence. We've seen this time and time again lately, specifically with Brett Kavanaugh. They were treating these boys much like they maligned and treated Brett Kavanaugh, where they just presume guilt before the presumption of innocence. And this
That's right.
is a very dangerous and slippery slope. So you have these boys being accused of racism. You have these boys accused of simply just wearing a hat that supposedly is the new swastika. This is straight-in-your-face fascism. This is straight-in-your-face propaganda, whereby the mainstream media's truly only job, at least historically, was to find the facts and report the truth. And the mainstream media, in a collective rage spiral, maligned these boys, libeled these boys, And as Mark Twain said, a lie will travel halfway around the world until the truth has a chance to put on its shoes. And we still have the mainstream media regurgitating this lie, even though the lie has been debunked, even though it was the Indian American, Native American, who is a fraud. He is a left-wing paid activist.
That's right.
He is not a Vietnam veteran. He went AWOL 3 times.
Yes.
If he saw Recon, he met Freon. He is a refrigerator mechanic. And so instead of just waiting, I don't know, 16 hours, 24 hours for the truth to unfold, they needed to run with the narrative in order to attack men, attack children, attack Christianity, and attack Trump supporters. It was a superfecta for the media in a simple silent video. And I remember watching this video when it came out, and I said, why is there no sound?
Right.
Why is there no sound?
Mm-hmm.
And so I thought I was going, and of course I reserved judgment, right? I didn't pile on these boys like the boys from National Review and other quote-unquote conservative outlets that rushed to judgment along with their left-wing media masters. They're trying to be, what, accepted by the fascist left?
Yes.
And this is the problem, is that we have faux conservatives amongst us that would rather bow to their liberal gods or what have you in the mainstream media instead of go against the mainstream media and report the facts. And thank God we have, as the Washington Post, I believe, writers pointed out, the Trump internet pounced on this story. No, we didn't pounce on this story. We wanted to find the facts about this story. We wanted to do the job that the mainstream media refused to do. And you know what? If you want to call me a pouncer, that's fine. When kids are relentlessly attacked, I'm going to protect the kids.
Yes, me too. It's amazing what's happened. That guy is a hoax and a fraud. He's an Indian clown that is not a Vietnam vet. He's been vetted out by many people. In fact, a lot of people say that they smelled alcohol on him and he was stoned out of his mind, banging on his bongo drum, walking up to kids, minors, mind you, banging your drum in front of their face.
And this is after the kids were already labeled future shooters and white supremacists by Black Israelites, who is a black supremacy group. They were already being they were already victims and subjects of racist attacks by some people that identify as Black Israelites, whatever the hell that is. And so we have these radical leftists, these Marxists, these communists, these anti-Americans that are attacking children, that are doing nothing more than waiting for a bus, wearing the MAGA hats. And I'll tell you what, when I go to CPAC at the end of the month, I'm already trying to coordinate with some people. I want thousands of red hats. I want thousands of red hats marching through the streets of Washington, because I know plenty of people that wear their red hats with pride, but some of the people won't wear them out of fear due to the attacks, physical as well as verbal assaults that we are subject to. And I'm talking people of all colors, all backgrounds, and all heritages that could come together and march on D.C. and actually show a display of unity and bust open the myth that the mainstream media has created. And I also do hope that Robert Barnes, and it's coming, is going to do a class action lawsuit against all those in the media and the Hollywood and the left that decided to run with a false narrative in order to libel these students, because the only thing that's going to stop this malignment and this fake news are lawsuits. Very expensive lawsuits, and I hope he bankrupts every single one of the bad actors that chose to attack children.
I totally agree. The Covington High School should be sued. The diocese out there, and I am a Roman Catholic, if they don't get their act together, they need to be sued. And Disney Corporation, their producer, wanted to put the kids through a wood chipper. His words, not mine. You know, and they need to be given a big, fat lawsuit. Mickey Mouse would be proud.
Well, and I mean, remember when Laura Ingraham came out and said that the Parkland David Hogg, he wasn't really a survivor. He wasn't there, but he's become the martyr She told him to stop whining. And she lost, I think, 20 sponsors because she called a child a whiner. We weren't supposed to attack kids then, but now the mainstream media can attack all the kids they want as long as they identify as pro-life Christian conservatives.
So true. We love the red hats. I want them marching in the streets. Totally agree, Megan. Love it.
Yep.
Now, I want to thank you so much. What are your final thoughts to America?
About this or anything else? I think the final thoughts are this. You need to stand up to bullies. Because once you stand up to bullies, they'll stand down. And what we need to do as Americans is protect freedom of expression and freedom of speech. You know, what's interesting is the press never went after Antifa because Antifa is the domestic terrorism arm of the Democrat Party.
They are.
We had masked cowards identifying as Antifa that were assaulting innocent women and innocent Trump supporters on the streets of San Jose and beyond and in Washington, D.C. Mainstream media didn't say a peep. So this is war. And I'm happy to engage in the war. I'm happy to be a general in the war. And I have watched this unfold over years, and it's only going to get worse until we hold them accountable for their smear campaign against innocent Americans.
Totally agree. Megan Barr, thank you so much. We appreciate
you
on the Von Wien Show.
Yes, I appreciate being on. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Folks, she's the co-chair of Red Wave America. Go to ReaganBabe.com. It's Megan Barr. Our VIP guest tonight. We have many more callers. Please hold. But first, the news from ancient Rome.
The 5,000 men will be set up in the Caco Forum. Slaves and freedmen are not eligible. Those citizens that cannot find a proper seating place must leave when ordered by the civic officers. Gaius Julius Caesar has decreed, in tribute to their virtue, each and every citizen of Rome will be issued from the public treasury the sum of 100 denarii. Further, 20,000 deserving families will be given farms on the public lands around Capua. Further, for the coming year, all rents on low dwellings in the city will be paid in full by Gaius Julius Caesar.
Yes, that's how it was in ancient Rome. Let's get Brett the Surfer on to close out this segment. Brett, where are you surfing tonight?
Hey, Vaughn, how are you, man?
Doing great.
Give you a quick call.
I'm a general in the war. We are fighting it day in and day out. How are you doing?
Yeah, well, I'm out in Jaws, just kind of taking it easy out here, out by out in Maui, man. Everything's good. But you know what? I wanted to just say that it is terrible, man, that what happened to those students, you know, how it was spun in the beginning.
Yeah, they were attacked by the media.
And the media made them look like they were the aggressors.
They're
attacked
by Disney. Attacked by producers.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
It was just, you know, if you just were to look at what the media put out, it was kind of like they made it look like they were laughing or something kind of.
They're at war with America. They hate white.
Yeah.
I will be blunt. They hate white, heterosexual, Christian males. That's who they're really against. So wear your red hat. Be proud. Don't back down. Don't falter or fail. It's an order. Brett, your final thoughts, sir.
I just think that we have to. It is becoming, you know, and it could definitely go into a civil war. And we just have to stand for what's right
and
do the right thing and how we were raised. And we know what's right.
We do. If they want trouble, they came to the right place. I shall return.
The Von Wehunt Show. Conversation and analysis of breaking news, geopolitical events, politics, history, and some fun, too. Von Wehunt is an astute observer of the human condition. Von Wehunt will cut through the political correctness and speak bluntly about the social, political, and economic demise taking place in America and around the world. Von Wehunt is a nationalist who, without shame, puts America first. Von Wehunt, the Barbarian.
Thursdays at 9 p.m.
I'm Francis Battaglia, president of Independent Talk 1100 KFNX, and we're expanding our lineup of local talk shows. We're looking for individuals, business owners, and professionals to host their own radio talk show. This would be a new weekly show that either you pay for or help get sponsors to fund your show. You would pick the topic, select guests, and take calls from the listening audience. There is no experience necessary, and we provide training. Call me at 602-277-1100, extension 1463, 602-277-1100, extension 1463.
Hi, Rick and Dave here.
The Elton Brothers on KFNX.
Have you ever pulled in front of a listing, can't get a hold of anyone, and just wanted more info and photos?
That's so annoying.
Well, we have an app for you.
Simply text Elton to 323223.
It's completely free and downloads right to your mobile device.
So any real estate sign across the valley.
Text Elton to 323223 and get all the MLS info right to your phone.
Immediately.
The Elton Brothers, putting real estate in the palm of your hand.
Tune in Thursdays at 3 p.m. on Independent Talk 1100 KFNX.
Would you like to come on my radio show and talk about what you do? I'm Carol Blonder, the host of Networking Arizona. I created a show where you can get yourself heard by thousands of listeners. You also get a podcast of the show so you can put it on your website. Heard Tuesdays and Fridays from 3 to 5 p.m. It's a drive time, prime time show. Call me and book your spot at 602-228-4629. Get the word out about what you do. Visit my website, networkingarizona.net.
You probably don't think about your adrenal glands often, but they play an incredibly important role in your health nonetheless. Most people need adrenal support, as our adrenals are constantly challenged through many factors, primarily stress, poor diet, caffeine consumption, and lack of exercise. The adrenal glands are responsible for regulating stress response in the body by producing the hormones associated with metabolism, balance, energy levels, memory, circulation, sex drive, and immunity. Adrenal Health by Emerald Laboratories is a raw, whole food-based formula with prebiotics, enzymes, and probiotics. Therapeutic dosages of a synergistic blend of the activated forms of B vitamins and botanical extracts that have been helpful to improve energy levels, promote mental clarity, inhibit fatigue. To learn more about Adrenal Health by Emerald Laboratories, visit www.shopnaturalproducts.com. That's shopnaturalproducts.com. Save 25% off Adrenal Health today. Adrenal Health can also be found at finer health food stores nationwide.
And now, we return to the Von Wehunt Show, featuring Von Wehunt, the Barbarian.
The Von Wehunt Show is your portal of truth. Many listeners contact the show each week and say they love it. Our show is compelling, fascinating to you. We want you to be on the show and make this show your show of choice and your favorite show each week. Now, we know that you have many choices of things to do on a Thursday night. We want KFNX to be your radio station of choice 24/7. Just so you know, this is a coast-to-coast broadcast and picked up all over the world on the internet. We get callers and emails from all over the nation. And always remember, new callers, when calling, you get to the front of the line. Always use a nickname when calling, because we do not want the Democrat House under Pelosi or the corrupt NSA to know your real name. And also know that listeners all over the world, many Europeans, many people in the UK, Canada, New Zealand, Australia, love the show. So when you call the show, they're extremely interested in what you have to say. in American politics. Just know that to be true. Our number is 602-277-5369 each week for the show.
The movie will begin in 5 moments, the mindless voice announced. All those unseated will await the next show. As we seated and were darkened, the voice continued. The program for this evening is not new. You have seen this entertainment through and through. You've seen your birth, your life, and death. You might recall all of the rest. Did you have a good world when you died? Enough to base a movie on?
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, the Doors.
Come on, come on, come on, come on, now touch me, babe. Can you see that I am not afraid? What was that promise that you made? Why won't you tell me what she said? What was that promise that you made? Stops the rain. I'm gonna love you till the stars fall from the sky for you and I.
That's right. Touch me. Call the show. Contact us. We have Paul the Gladiator on the Von Weehan Show. That's a great song by the Doors. Touch me. Paul, are you there tonight in your North Valley bunker?
I am here from the bunker.
Nice. What are your thoughts tonight, sir?
So we've talked about this a few times, and it never gets old to talk about, but we told each other when Trump got elected,
yes,
we had at least 4 years, and in the best of hopes, 8, to make your moves.
Yes.
We are a capitalistic country. Make your money while you can, because the Democratic left, this whole liberal part of the nation, will not allow you to make money. They will give you your $11 an hour base salary as minimum wage.
Right.
And you will not be able to make your American dream happen ever again. We've got a reprieve. It wasn't happening under Obama.
Right.
We saw all of our salaries and earnings drop. This is the only time you have. Everything that's been going on, the attack on the right by the media, the attacks on the right, whether you're young or old, whether you remember Ronald Reagan or not, as we did, and we grew up in that beautiful Xanadu paradise on the hill. But this is a reprieve, and we've got to really take it seriously, where you've got to make your move now, take action, get your money while you can, because the liberal left is going to try to destroy this opportunity that we have. You know, no matter how good the news gets, that media will not push it. No matter how low the unemployment gets, no matter how high the number reaches for our economic growth year over year, and I believe the final number was 3.75, where our GDP growth was. But we don't hear about that, and you're going to have this battle with the Democrats and Republicans to reopen the government, and all that's happening is the liberal left is winning the media battle because they own more stations than the right. The conservative right. And, you know, that's why if we don't take advantage of this time now, we only have ourselves to blame. And everybody's got to take that to heart.
I totally agree, Paul. And I've said, and we have talked about this many times before, you're right, that we have at the most, you know, when Trump was elected, 8 years for folks to get your gear, get what you need, whether it's food, ammunition, guns. Get down to my sponsor, Arizona Gold Exchange. They can assist you. And also, your paper currency, if we have a dollar collapse, will be worthless. You need something to barter with, something that you can cash in later for a new currency. if ours were to crash. So get, once again, gold and silver, ancient standby. It's always been around, and we need it. And you need to beef up your strongholds, your houses. Do you have enough food? Do you have enough water? Do you have enough coats, clothing, whatever you need? Get it now. This is the best time. I agree.
That's right. Yep, because people will look back. If they don't take advantage of this now, they'll look back and the famous, I wish I would have, I could have, I wish I did, will be the monikers they'll live by rather than, I'm glad I did, I'm glad I took advantage, and now they would have it to ride out the wave of the left eventually, because we know we're going to ebb and flow. We know the left's going to get control again. And if you don't take advantage of this reprieve now, you really only have yourself to blame when you look in the mirror.
So true. Paul, thank you so much. Great points. Thank you, sir. Have a wonderful night. America is target number one for the New World Order. America will be the economic engine of the New World Order. America must fall for the New World Order to grow deep roots into our country and eventually come up to the world stage. The evil elites revel in this scenario. The nationalists like us were the only real resistance to the New World Order and the evil satanic cabal. The goal of the New World Order is to make you so desperate for food and water that you will give up your guns just so you and your family can eat. Americans will be rounded up by the UN globalist New World Order forces, hunted down. But we, the nationalists, will be ready for them. Because only the ones who are in the know, the ones who listen to talk radio and are prepared, are the tip of the spear. Because future generations will ask, where were you when the warning went out to the people? Where were you? We are the deplorables and proud of it. We are the Nationalist Party of America. We are the Black Sheep Squadron. I thank you all, and good night.
We are poor little lambs who have lost our way. Ba, ba, ba.
Information and opinions you hear.